The 9 Principles for Conscious Living. Principle number 1, let whatever happens be okay. The first principle is that of letting whatever happens be okay. The amount a person suffers in their life is directly related to how much they're resisting the fact that things are the way they are. Now, this has got to be one of the key pieces of human wisdom. If there is suffering or discomfort, there is resistance to the way things are, period. To master this principle, addictions or attachments to things being other than they are must be upgraded to preferences. Now, this means that when what is not what you want, you do not suffer over it, meaning get angry, sad, fearful, anxious, and so on, and your happiness and inner peace are therefore not controlled by forces outside of you. You prefer things to be such and so, but you're not attached to them being that way. To the degree a person is willing and able to let whatever happens be okay, they do not suffer. It's as simple as that. People with many rules about how things are supposed to be suffer more because no matter how much they take care to protect their rules and see that they are followed, both by themselves and by others, these rules are often violated. These rules are a part of that map of reality that we create during childhood in order to feel safe in our family. In any family, you are safer, or at least it seems so, if you follow the rules. In some families, there are few rules about how things are supposed to be or how people are supposed to behave. In these families, children learn to flow with and react to whatever happens with a certain amount of psychological and behavioral creativity and resiliency. In other families, there are many, many rules, sometimes rules about everything. In these families, responses are more automatic and pre-programmed, which stifles the inborn ability to resiliently deal with things as they arise in a creative and authentic manner. Sometimes the rules are constantly shifting, or they're illogical, unfair, cruel, or impossible to follow, which can create great fear and anxiety. Living according to the rules has a certain appeal because you don't have to think about each situation and come up with a creative response. Instead, you just follow the rules. This is life lived by a formula or recipe. Unfortunately, no rules can cover the nuances of each potential situation. Other people often don't know the correct recipe for how to behave. What's wrong with them? And your responses become robotic and predictable and often not well suited to the situation. Or worse, the more often your rules are broken, the more you end up angry, anxious, sad, afraid, or suffer in some other manner. If you could let it be okay when someone breaks one of your rules, you wouldn't have to suffer. Of course, they really wouldn't be rules then, would they? Now, this doesn't mean a person can't be goal-oriented and work toward making things the way they want them to be, but the emotionally healthy person prefers the outcome they seek rather than being emotionally attached to it. That means they work toward what they want, but whatever the outcome, they maintain their equanimity and their inner peace. This approach, then, is not fatalism or disinterest in the outcome, but rather a decision not to let the outcome throw you off center. This is the meaning of upgrading your attachments to preferences and the meaning of the non-attachment spoken of in Eastern philosophy and spoken of in Christianity too and other religions in other ways. The key to handling challenging thoughts, situations, and feelings is therefore not in resisting them, but rather in becoming as fully accepting of them as possible. Accept what you think and feel and what happens around you, even if what you think and feel is uncomfortable or what is happening is not as you would have preferred. Here then is a key point. Though it looks as if our discomfort is created by the thing that we don't like or are otherwise resisting, in actual fact, the discomfort we feel is actually caused by our resistance to it. When we stop resisting, the discomfort also stops. It may look as if the person, thing, event, or whatever is creating our discomfort, but it is really our reaction to it, our unwillingness to accept it, that creates the discomfort. Everyone has had something happen in their life that they strongly resisted, but ultimately came to terms with. A relationship that ended, for instance, right? At first, you go through all kinds of suffering, but at a certain point, you move on and accept what has happened. At that exact moment, the suffering stops. Similarly, we've all heard of people who find out they're dying from a fatal illness and become totally peaceful about it once they accept the fact that it is happening. It's not what happens that creates our suffering. It's our reaction to it. Through acceptance, you empower yourself to heal, transform, and release any unresolved mental or emotional material. unless and until you can accept what you think and feel as a perfect manifestation of reality, you will remain attached to toxic attitudes and beliefs. But by being fully present to and accepting of your thoughts and feelings, you open the pathway for the unconscious to reorganize itself to progressively higher levels of functioning. When you sense discomfort, you are sensing resistance. When you sense resistance, meet it with acceptance. Ironically, once you stop resisting, you are much more effective in creating any external change you may have a preference for, not an attachment. This all ends up being nothing but platitudes if you don't take some kind of definite step to put it into practice. One thing that helps, of course, is daily meditation, especially with Holosync audio technology that we use at Centerpoint Research Institute, which dramatically accelerates the meditation process. Stimulating the brain with Holosync creates the kind of expanded awareness that makes it progressively easier to let whatever happens be okay. The second thing you can do is to watch yourself with great curiosity as you resist. In other words, become more aware of the let whatever happens be okay principle and practice being more aware of how and when you resist. Now, one way to do this is to write the principle on a 3x5 card, carry it around with you, and read the principle several times throughout the day. Then, each time you find yourself violating the principle, just make a mark on the card. When you find yourself following it, make a mark on the other side. In other words, keep score. This simple procedure will cause you to become more aware of your resistance, and as you do so, your resistance will diminish, and so will the amount that you suffer. Now, an even more powerful approach is to adopt what I call the witness perspective. When you find yourself resisting and therefore suffering in some way, don't try to stop resisting, which would only be more resistance, right? Instead, watch your resistance with curiosity, as if you were a scientist watching someone else's inner process. See, this watching without any agenda for what should be happening is the beginnings of what mystics call expanded awareness. The 3x5 card exercise is really a way to get you to begin watching. If resistance is the poison, witnessing is the antidote. Highly evolved persons are firmly established in the witness all the time, and in terms of ending discomfort and suffering in your life, watching the world from the witness perspective is your goal. In principle number 7, I will address the subject of witnessing in a great detail. As you begin to watch your responses to what is happening, it will become more and more obvious to you that you do indeed create your own suffering, and that the suffering does not come from your environment. This will make it more and more difficult for you to keep creating it. As this happens, a whole new world opens up for you, and believe me, you are going to like it. So keep meditating and resolve to practice the witness perspective until it becomes easy for you.